This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Child back here on Matt and Air on Air. Jane's off today. Greg's off today. I'm here with Angela Lang of Block, guest co-hosting the two of us this morning. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, it was good to hear from Chris Tazelar, our last guest, who works and has been working for more than a dozen years at Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin. And I was glad he was able to address not only the immediate needs and what they do so wonderfully for our communities, but also the fact that this is a civic problem, a political problem, and we should be able to solve it too. We've had L.A. Tom waiting patiently on the line here for a long time.
Thanks, Tom.
I apologize for that, Tom. What's on your mind, Tom?
Well, happy Thanksgiving, first off, to you and Jeff and I'm so sorry, I forgot your name. The other person that's there.
Angela.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
All right. This is going to be kind of long-winded, so if you can just bear with me, Matt. Regressive Republicans are very good at narrative, and the rest of their echo chamber and media infrastructure tell the story over and over and over again and telling the same story. Democrats need a narrative, and they need to keep it simple, and they have a playbook to follow. They need to start off and tell as a narrative, there was a gentleman by the name of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was a president who was elected four different times. In fact, progressives and regressives both loved him. We need to communicate what FDR did for us in the New Deal, including Social Security, the WPA, et cetera, and then talk about how he wasn't able to fulfill his second economic bill of rights because of his death. And that's what whoever the person is, as a Democratic person running for Congress or your dog catcher or whatever, that's what I'm here to do, is to fulfill FDR's second economic bill of rights. He believed in high taxes on the morbidly rich. He believed in that they were economic royalists, which would be the billionaire class today. We need to discuss the difference between public and private and the commons, and how the regressives basically want to privatize every part of the commons, things that we all share in common.
Tom, I appreciate the call and all those good ideas. We do need to bring back this idea of economic freedom that FDR talked about. Yeah. Joel Rogers also was talking about it, actually. Really good ideas. And we do have government of, by, and for the billionaires right now. They're like six or seven billionaires.
Elon Musk. Yeah, it's Elon Musk's country at this point.
It's a whole bunch of them. But I want to get to This Shouldn't Be a Thing, which is Jane and Greg's funny little item that they do. And this is the Thanksgiving version. So do you want to kick us off here, Jess?
This shouldn't be a thing.
So I was looking online for funny things that happened at Thanksgiving to people, and here's one from a stray person named Julie. You know those darling plastic platters they sell at Walmart this time of year? Well, they're not meant to hold an 18-pound turkey. We found that out the hard way when passing dishes.
Yikes.
The platter and turkey went crashing to the floor. So that's one thing that shouldn't be a thing. My pet peeve is pie crusts that are store-bought. Those should not be a thing. So I've made about 500 pies over the years, and it's not that hard to make a good pie crust. I will give you a quick recipe. 3 cups of flour, 2 tablespoons of white sugar, just a tiny bit of salt, and then a stick and a half of good butter and 2/3 of a cup of white Crisco. Yeah, that nasty coagulated white Crisco is magic. and will make a tremendous crust. All you do is blend it together, put a couple tablespoons of cold water in it to make a little a ball of dough, put it in the fridge for a half hour and roll that sucker out. So that's my pet peeve, and I'm happy to be able to do this. Shouldn't be a thing. That's what we just heard. Jess, do you want to take us out on it?
This shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, no more store-bought pie crusts. If you're going to make a, if you're going to go to the difficulty of making a pie, make a real pie. And it's not that difficult. That's why we have that expression, easy as pie.
I mean, that's true. It's not hard. As someone that's made their own pie crust before, it is not hard. I think it just comes down to, let's just say, convenience. I'm not going to call folks
more
lazy
dishes.
Because that would it's just easier sometimes, but you're right. Like it's not hard. It takes a little extra time. And if you're true, like if you're going to make a full pie, like do the full thing, because I have also done the thing where you buy a store-bought crust and you buy some pie filling and there you go, you made a pie. But like, did I really though? I didn't really make it. I just threw ingredients together and said I did.
Yeah. And it's not great. And I don't recommend the store-bought fruit either. So
yeah,
make a
I know.
Pie,
everything
use,
tastes better. When
use
you do
fresh
it
fruit, use a real pie crust. You'll be good to go. I want to give a shout out to our guests that we had today, Angela, State Rep Christian Phelps, UW Professor Joel Rogers, Chris Tazelar over at Second Harvest. I want to thank Jane and Greg for letting us stand up here behind the mics for a couple hours, taking their job while they're on vacation. Angela, it's always great hosting with you. It's a real pleasure and honor, actually.
Likewise. And Jess, thanks for always holding it down and keeping us on track.
Got it.
Yeah. No. Jess on the board is the best. I wish both of you a nice holiday weekend.
You too.
And all our listeners too. And thanks from LA Tom for calling in. Everybody have a nice Thanksgiving weekend. Enjoy it. It's cold
thanks,
out there, though. Stay warm.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.